On. Well, Bianca Stone, Sunrise, Channel 7. Where do we find you this morning? Because, look, to be honest, there must be a big queue behind you.
Look, this morning I am sitting outside of a Dan Murphy. I'm told on Good Courier it doesn't open till 9, but one day of homeschooling and I am here lined up, guys. Teachers, you do an amazing job. Please don't give up teaching.
So this, you actually said to Sunrise, I've got the story for you today. So you're running this one. What's it about?
Well, look, it's not great news, I've got to be honest. There are new alcohol restrictions coming in today on what you can purchase. Now, don't panic. No one panic because there's no supply issues. There's plenty of stock. Don't go out there and do like you did with the toilet paper. Do not panic buy. So from today, we can buy 2 cases of beer, 2 cases of cider, 2 cases of pre-mixed spirits, 12 bottles of wine, 2 casks of wine under 10 litres, and 2 bottles of spirits. So that should be pretty, you know, well enough to keep the quarantinis going. It's very generous. But what it's all about is curbing this whole panic buying thing. Last week there was a huge spike in sales, up to 35% more than what we usually saw. So people are obviously drinking more and thinking that alcohol is going to be even further restricted. But it's plenty of supply. Don't go out and panic buy, but there are some restrictions in place from today.
Oh, well, it is tough, and we've seen it. Most people go into isolation, and I love the memes going around. I think you got one too, Benny, but it says, for the third time this week, I'm buying booze for the next 2 weeks.
I do like that. I tell you what, well, in my household, there's been no suspension so far, but the teacher has been done for drinking on the job.
Yeah. That seems like an excessive amount anyway. I mean, that's a trolley full.
Per
I mean,
person not, per day, Bridge.
That's per person per day.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
It's a fair bit of alcohol. I tell you what, though, Anastasia Palaszczuk has said to everyone, now is not the time for fun. She wants to dob people in for having parties, all that kind of stuff. The chief health officer, who's a very reasonable woman, has gone one step further. She says you shouldn't use dating apps for casual hookups during this time as well. So it is definitely not the time for fun.
Yeah, and you know, the worst thing about this and the new restrictions for all the alcohol isn't the fact that the amount of alcohol you're allowed to get, it's the ute you have to buy to be able to carry it all home.
It's so Aussie, isn't it, the restrictions?
Can I imagine somebody walking down the street with a pallet
this
going,
is down.
Oh, that's just my daily limit.
This is down from the weekend when they already imposed a ridiculous limit, which was at Dan Murphy's, 18 bottles of wine, 3 casks of wine, 6 bottles of spirits, 3 cases of beer. Now it's down to 12 bottles of wine and all the rest. So, I mean, I think we're still going to be okay, but, you know, it's uncharted waters, isn't it?
Oh, I think we're going to be well and truly okay, if not all slosh. But drink responsibly, people. DrinkWise says if we start drinking during this stressful time, we could develop a dependence if you haven't already, like most homeschooling parents.